Well, hey everybody, Jonathan Dorr with you once again. Welcome to the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. God bless you wherever you are in the world. Well, it is a coronavirus world, as you know at the moment. If you're listening to this months from now, I hope you're praying for us. It's a really challenging time. Many of my American friends, schools are closing. They're still open here in Australia. They're closing in parts of England. So yeah, really interesting times. And on that, I guess it's really easy for us to wonder the obvious question that's been wondered throughout history. Where is God? Where is the Lord when these sorts of things happen? Did he will this for us? How does this happen? Opens up a huge theological question, doesn't it? So this short podcast can be used in a couple of ways. You can use this personally if you're in lockdown. I hope this will be a blessing to you. You can just apply this to yourself. If you're still teaching, I think what I'm going to share with you today could be very useful to share with your students. Now, this comes from today's daily email. If you are not getting the daily email, I want you to do this for me. Make a note or do it as I speak. Just send me an email daily at beingcatholic.com.au. Send me that email daily at beingcatholic.com.au and just say, Jonathan, put me on the list. I'm going to make this easier. We're rolling out a new site in the next 48 hours, which will be easy to do this. But I have thousands of Catholic teachers all over the world on that list. And every morning at 8 a.m., I send them a really short motivational quote. That's it. Because everyone hates email. Everyone's busy. So it's just a short little encouragement every day. So make sure you send me that email daily at beingcatholic.com.au. Here's today's, and I think it's really relevant to what we're facing with the coronavirus. Listen to this. This comes from Archbishop Luis Maria Martinez. So listen to what he says. Love does not abandon. Jesus is there in the depth of the soul. He seems to sleep because the soul does not hear his refreshing voice, because it does not enjoy his consolations. But the heart of Jesus is always watching with his inextinguishable love, with his incessant actions, with his tender care, more solicitous each day. Okay, now if you got that email today, you'd know that this was drawn from that incredible gospel story where they're out on the lake at night and Jesus is sleeping in the boat and that huge storm comes up and the disciples are like, "Where? What are you doing? You were going to drown." They finally have to wake him up and they go, "Master, don't you care? Don't you care? We're going to drown." And I think we can extrapolate that very simply to our situation. Jesus, the whole planet is locking down. Our financial systems are under enormous stress and our leaders and politicians and our health systems, and this is unprecedented. It's happening so fast. Are you asleep? So listen one more time to the quote. Love does not abandon. Jesus is there in the depth of the soul. He seems to sleep because the soul does not hear his refreshing voice, because it does not enjoy his consolations. But the heart of Jesus is always watching with his inextinguishable love, with his incessant actions, with his tender care, more solicitous each day. So friends, let's keep this really simple. Jesus isn't sleeping. Often when I do live seminars for teachers, we have a bit of a laugh because I say for most of us, we think that God is kind of like the magician in the wizard in the original Wizard of Oz. You know the original Wizard of Oz? You know the one with Judy Garland and the really scary green-faced witch who messed up just about everybody's childhood? Yeah, that one. Fly, my pretties. That woman seriously ruined my childhood. Couldn't sleep for months. Anyway, you know the end of the movie when they pull back the curtain and they see the wizard there and the great and powerful Oz is, you know, pulling all these levers. And in my live seminars, I have this joke where I say, you know, many of us, that's our conception of God. That when we pray or we reach out to him, we assume that he's kind of like that, that he's there running the universe under enormous pressure. He's like, "What are we going to do?" And just holding it all together, and that our prayers and our concerns are like a distraction for him. So I think some of us carry that idea, don't we? That, you know, there's all these things happening in the world, but God must be awfully busy running the universe. Contrast that with someone like Thérèse of Lisieux, who kind of had this conception of just sitting on the knee of the Father, just sitting on the Father's lap and being with him, and him being incredibly interested in exactly what was happening in her world. So friends, he's with us in the depths of the soul with his inextinguishable love and his tender care and his incessant actions more solicitous each day, as the quote just said. So if you're teaching still, I think it's a wonderful opportunity to grab some time today, get a Bible, sit down with your students, maybe take them to the chapel, settle them, calm them, give them a chance just for silence, and then share that gospel story with them and help them understand. Say, you know what, there's times in our lives when we are all going to feel the absence of God. But the absence of God is not the absence of God. It's our experience that he's absent. You think of someone like Mother Teresa, who went for years, at 1.6 years of deep spiritual abandonment and desolation, where she could not sense the presence of God. It's often in these times of, you know, darkness. I think Catherine of Siena said this, or was it Teresa of Avila? She said, it's in the times of greatest aridity, that's dryness and disenchantment, that God's true lovers are born. I always loved that quote. It's when things are really difficult, when the storm is rising and Jesus seems asleep. You know, imagine if the disciples had just sat there and gone, it's good, we're good, we're chilled, it's fine. Someone's like, do you think we should wake him up? I'm like, no, why would we wake him up? He's God. Like, you think he's going to let us drown? Fool, seriously, sit down. You get it? You're like, you know, we'd like them to do that, wouldn't we? But that's the wonderful thing about the gospel stories, is that they're so like us, because they're human, they're frail. They're looking at the circumstance around them, which is the storm, and we're looking at the circumstance around us, which is the storm, and we struggle with faith. Is God going to look after us? Is everything going to be okay? Well, guess what? We don't get to know the answer to that. All we get to know is that he loves us, he's promised to take care of us, and we're going to be with him for eternity. That's the promise. The promise is that he's conquered sin and death, and he is the Lord of the cosmos, and eventually everything is going to make sense and be okay. That's the only promise. Now, we go through our days with all the challenges, but he's made the promise. And remember, Scripture beautifully says that all God's promises are yes and amen in Jesus. Every promise he's made is yes and amen in the incarnation and the gift of his Son. And we're coming up to Easter, where we really celebrate the victory, don't we? So friends, meditate on that gospel story today. Know that he's not asleep in your circumstance. I said yesterday to teachers, press in. This is a time to press in. Increase your prayer. Increase your scripture study. Increase your faithfulness. I mean, you know, if we're in lockdown, it's not like we've got a lot else to do, right? You can only watch Netflix for so long. Though I think some people could probably watch it for a very long time. God bless you. You're okay, Jesus. I want to pray for every teacher now. Thank you for their beautiful vocation. Thank you for the gift of Catholic education, that you're using these wonderful teachers to touch hearts and minds in this difficult season. Help them to pray for their students. Help them to share your presence with students. And Lord, bring us all through this challenging season, healthy and whole. Pray for every family member of every teacher listening, in Jesus' name. God bless you, everybody. Come and follow me. If you're on Twitter, Twitter's good for Catholic teachers. Just don't get into the crazy stuff, okay? If at any moment you think that you could be typing something that would something someone living in their mother's basement might do, stop. Okay, just be a gift on Twitter. But you can find me, Being Catholic One. So just jump on Twitter, do a search for Jonathan Doyle or Being Catholic One. You're going to find me there. Instagram, Jonathan Doyle 47. I'm publishing there a couple of times a day, trying to bring some hope to people. So grab your Instagram and type in Jonathan Doyle 47, and you're going to find me there. Now, last thing, remember to send me that email daily@beingcatholic.com.au. and join the daily list so I can get this to you every day. That's it. Please subscribe. We're done now. Please subscribe. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, hit the subscribe button so we can get you each episode. And last thing, share this with some people. Grab this link wherever you're listening right now and send it to some friends and say, hey, you're a Catholic teacher. Listen to this. God bless you, friends. God bless you. My name's Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast, and I'll have another message for you tomorrow.